Tens of thousands of Serbs turned out in the streets of Belgrade yesterday for the funeral cortege of Zoran Zinjic, the prime minister of Serbia, who was assassinated last week. Zinjic was known as a pro-Western reformer who was trying to bring stability to Serbia after years of war. He supported difficult economic reforms and sent indicted Serbian war criminals to trial in The Hague. These policies were often deeply unpopular. Nevertheless, as NPR's Emily Harris reports, Serbs fear the uncertainty left by the prime minister's death.
Zoran Zinjic was in office just over 2 years before he was killed, allegedly by an organized crime group with links to police and security forces. At the time of his death, he was preparing to arrest the gang's leaders. Zinjic was 50 years old, a philosopher by training, charismatic and energetic. His death shook up law student Peđa Petković.
Well, first, it was a real shock. Then I got scared. Not for myself, but I got lost. And it all came back to me. The past 10 years. And it took a short time for that. And then I felt rage. Strong rage. And then I again got scared. Because it came to me to whom he left us. Few men that all have good and bad sides, but it all looks scattered without him.
The man expected to become Serbia's next prime minister is Zoran Živković, currently a deputy prime minister. At Zinjic's funeral, he promised to continue the Western-oriented policies of the late prime minister. Zinjic was key in sending former Yugoslav president Slobodan Milosevic to the war crimes tribunal in The Hague, an unpopular move among many Serbs. Western governments want more indicted criminals delivered and dangle the promise of economic assistance in return. But political analyst Ognjen Pribicevic says that's putting the cart before the horse.
You have West countries pressing us to deliver the people to Hague. I'm afraid that government will not be able to do this until get at least some results on economic issues, you know, just to show people that they are able to do something to them, to deliver it to them.
Pribicevic says he sees hardships even in his brand new apartment block in Belgrade. One neighbor confessed she unplugs the fridge in the winter and stores food on the balcony to save on electric bills. Another begged him for spare warm clothes. Pribicevic says Serbia's economic problems could give traction to politicians who opposed the reforms espoused by Zinjic. The most popular is former Yugoslav president Vojislav Kostunica, once an ally of Zinjic, who became the late prime minister's most prominent rival. Kostunica is considered a moderate nationalist and advocates a slower pace of reform. He's already suggesting his party be invited to be part of a post-assassination unity government. But Dijana Mukmanović of Belgrade's Institute of Political Studies predicts Zinjic's death will intensify the power struggle already underway.
I think that the clashes between ruling and opposition elites will emerge really soon. The cleavage within the democratic, so-called democratic bloc, who is holding the leading position in government, and between ruling parties and opposition parties will go deeply, much deeply than it is, because political elites, they are just waiting for their chance for a new clash.
Even before the assassination, Serbia was in political turmoil. Voters tried twice to elect a president of the republic last year, but both times failed to muster the required 50% turnout. So at the moment, Serbia has only an acting president, plus a constitution that's under revision. Law professor Stevan Lilic, who's helping write guidelines for a new constitution, says that to go forward, Serbia eventually has to examine its past.
It's going to be very difficult. I think what we will have is an ugly situation. All the skeletons will come out of the closet. Everything will float up. And I think we'll have a worse situation that the Germans have, actually the East Germany had, when they opened up the Stasi files.
The most pressing test for the government now, though, is to catch the leaders of the criminal clan officials blame for killing Zoran Zinjic. This past week, thousands of Serbs lined up to lay flowers or light candles in his memory. Workers dumped sand on the flames to keep them under control. If following this assassination, the government fails again to root out organized crime, the anger of the Serbian people may not be so easy to snuff out. Emily Harris, NPR News, Belgrade.